My name is Mariko Jackson. I am a school teacher. I teach English at Kukui High School, and I also write about food.
I always grew up doing non-traditional because my mom was Japanese. She wasn't really tied to the traditional Thanksgiving, so we always had sushi and other things. So
this year, I saw that one of my favorite restaurants is having a takeout dinner. You know, you could order different dishes, and I was immediately like, oh, I have to do that. Pork belly, turkey pho. Oh, they're going to have a kale salad, I'm assuming, with their puffed rice in it, I hope. And then I'm just going to concentrate on pies. So I'm making pumpkin, of course, and I'm making a chocolate silk pie, a sweet potato halpia pie, a pecan pie, a lily koi pie. That's my specialty. The goal is to have one pie per person almost. There's so much more of a relaxed feeling surrounding gatherings. You know, it's not like this very formal thing where we all sit at a nice dinner table with, you know, all the silver out. I do feel like we could meet at a park. You could serve on paper plates. You could all sit down. Everyone can eat in shifts. You know, there's not as much sticking to this traditional format.
I'm Colin Hazama. I'm the senior executive sous chef at Sheraton Waikiki. My grandmother, she used to actually make just Kamado ribs. And I, before she passed away, that was my like comfort food, just Hawaiian salt, ribs, and just Kamado it for like 12 hours. So a Kamado is kind of like an older fashioned ceramic oven kind of grill where you put your own charcoal inside and it basically insulates the heat and slowly cooks the whatever you put in there. She would do a turkey in there once in a while, but mainly with just the ribs, and that was like the best for Thanksgiving. At Thanksgivings, I feel everybody usually makes something or brings something, which is great. I go spearfishing, so I'll throw, if I get lucky, I get a nice kumu or some type of nice fish. And, you know, I think Thanksgiving and all the holidays are kind of a mix of every little thing that can be brought to the table and what locals enjoy.
I'm Glenn Chinsato. I'm a hog farmer from Kahalu. Definitely turkey, gravy, stuffing. This mochi rice lapchang stuffing inside an emu. You can throw with a turkey. That stuffing is so good you don't need gravy. For Thanksgiving, it's my mom's family. My mom's side all comes to that house. My mom decided to teach all of her grandkids how to cook. So whoever wanted to learn was given the opportunity to go over and cook. And they all enjoyed it. More than the cooking, they enjoy doing things together. So for us, that's what Thanksgiving is, to let the grandkids cook.
Hi, I'm Melanie Kosaka, and I'm the owner of Cookspace Hawaii.
Thanksgiving in Hawaii is you got the paper plate, chopsticks, and in our family, we always have turkey, kon sushi, maki sushi, and sashimi. I think the thing about Thanksgiving in Hawaii is that in Hawaii we can't just eat a protein, a starch, a greens. It has to be a variety of at least 10, 15 things on it. Otherwise it would be strange. Yeah. My uncle, before he passed away, his thing was to make the Kamado smoked turkey. He would do that every year. And after he passed away and my aunt passed away, their only son does Thanksgiving at his house. And so now he took that Kamado and he makes a smoked turkey. That's kind of my Thanksgiving.